USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least a dozen tornadoes sweep across parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama late yesterday and last night. At least three people are dead. A husband and wife were killed and four others seriously injured when one twister blasted northern Alabama. One person was killed in western Louisiana late yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, in the Northeast, it's been snow. This plow driver just north of New York City says he hopes people just stay off the roads for a while.
Hopefully everyone stays home. They like to clog the roads up for us so we can't get around too easily.
Freezing rain and ice could also snarl the morning commute in the Northeast and New England. The U.S. House Rules Committee will take up impeachment this morning, laying out procedures for tomorrow's debate on the House floor. Democratic leaders aiming for a final vote on impeachment articles sometime later tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Despite the divisive impeachment proceedings on Capitol Hill, Wall Street doesn't seem to be terribly concerned, with more new records set yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The Dow gaining 101 points to close at 28,235. It's the 16th record close of 2019. The Nasdaq up 79 points, the 24th record of the year. The S&P 500 up 23 points, the 29th record of the year.
A day after such a law took effect in New York State, New Jersey lawmakers are sending the governor a bill that would allow illegal immigrants there to get driver's licenses. The Democratic governor, Phil Murphy, has said he supports the measure that lawmakers approved yesterday. New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees now holds the NFL record for most touchdown passes in a career. He's got two more than former record holder Peyton Manning. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the White House, President Trump talking about the upcoming trade deal with China, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
While participating in a roundtable discussion with governors at the White House, President Trump discusses a possible trade deal with China.
The deal with China is a massive deal from a manufacturing standpoint, but the farmers, I guess, maybe will be the biggest beneficiary of all. You see that already.
Yes.
And China's already started to buy. I told them 4 or 5 weeks ago it looked like we were going to get to a deal. I said, start buying now. You got to start buying now. And they did. And they were doing a lot of business with the farmers in China. And so the deal will be finalized over the next couple of weeks. It's actually translation is the biggest thing. The deal is finished. But the translation is very important. I said, make sure you have the right translators because you can lose a lot with bad translation.
I'm Tim Berg.
The national average for a gallon of gas down 2 cents.
Gasoline inventories were the main cause behind the 2 cent drop as inventories jumped yet again. Again, to a sizable 5 million barrels, an increase thanks to sluggish demand. Patrick Jahan of GasBuddy.com tells us Oklahoma has the lowest price, while Hawaii the highest.
Across the U.S., the cheapest state for gasoline is Oklahoma, where the average is $2.17, amongst the nation's priciest states for gas. Hawaii at $3.64, which is finally overtaking California, which slid to $3.62 a gallon. In third place, Washington State.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.